Good morning.
All right, Irresistibly Awful number 214. Matt and John, and John picked this week's movie, Chompy and the Girls. John, what'd you think of this one?
Well, I'll tell you what. I was probably three quarters of the way through this movie before I could figure out what they meant by the girls. At least three quarters of the way. Mm-hmm. So you figured out what Chompy was pretty early on.
Oh, boy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, like, what does he mean by the girls? So far there was, like, one or two women in this whole movie, and it didn't really seem like it was appropriate. So, like, what's going on? But, boy, once you figure it out, you understand.
Yeah, John, this movie is, it's insane.
It's insane.
John, this is something, I gotta say.
There's a lot to unpack here, right? There's a lot going on.
There's a lot. I gotta tell you something. When this guy does his mouth thing, that is one freaky looking thing, boy. If I peeked out my window and saw that, oh boy,
that sold me. Just his giant mouth. I love it. He's like Chompy. He's got like this gray suit coat, gray pants, and then like a feminine red top underneath, right? But big glasses, right? Kind of got big glasses, and then the man can just open his jaw to the floor, literally.
Yeah, it's like a cartoonish giant mouth.
Yep.
And it just stays open. He doesn't chew.
Nope.
It's just an open mouth. Which, yep. Spoiler alert, leads to a, what are we going to call this? The eighth dimension, John?
At least the seventh dimension. Yeah. Another dimension.
I was looking for a floating eyeball or Buckaroo Banzai or somebody else in there.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. So we're expecting to see from that.
You get, what do you think, John? Halfway through this movie, before you find out exactly what's happening here?
Yeah, it takes you a little while, right? Because early on, we get the view of Chompy, but we don't really know the background behind him until quite a bit later. And then we find, then it takes a plot twist on us.
Oh, what a twist.
Yeah, it was entertaining. It was interesting.
Yeah, the first half, it plays out like a horror movie, right? Like, you see him eat this girl whole, and then he's just following people. Like, he just appears in the street, and he's fucking just pops up everywhere. Somehow he knows right where everybody is all the time. He just shows up, strolling down the street.
Yeah, he's pretty creepy looking. And our main characters, they know it. They know it's creepy.
Oh, yeah. We got quite the group of people here.
Yeah. Nicely, though, there are not too many characters. Sometimes we get into these movies, and there's just too many people to keep straight. And you basically have four, maybe five, main characters, and that's about it. And that made life a lot easier because, boy, there are times when you're like, I can't follow. There's just too much.
No, we start naming people chained up girl or. We have Jackson, Sam, Deb, Lotus, and Birch.
Yeah, and of course, Chompy.
And the Chompster.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, oh boy. Yeah. Not much on the IMDb's about this one.
So, yeah.
I didn't have much on there.
I saw it was actually rated pretty high on the tomato meter. Meter.
It is?
Yeah, people liked it. So,
All right, I guess. I mean, You can like whatever movie you want to. Everybody's got different tastes.
Yeah.
Right? You know it?
I gotta say, for the most part, the acting was pretty good in this movie, right? I'll agree. Right? It didn't feel like a bunch of nobody actors with nobody skills, you know, in a movie with crappy special effects. Okay, there was some crappy special effects, but not like overly so. So, yeah, I can appreciate that part of it.
Yeah, some movies we do, the acting, you're like, boy, I could do better than what you're doing in this this movie. Yeah, so we start out with a girl who we find out her name is Jackson, and she's trying to hang herself from the living room ceiling fan.
And I can tell you right off the bat, that's probably not a good idea as someone who's hung many ceiling fans. And I know that they're usually hanged on the ceiling just with like love and, you know, just enough finesse. They're really not on there as much as you think they should be. Behind the facade of that ceiling fan is maybe two tiny Chinese screws. And that's about it. You know, there's not much going on there.
I lived in plenty of places where once you go past median speed, that thing starts a wobbling bad. And you're like, all right, well, we'll never see an eye on this thing.
Yeah, you look at these things and you're like, gosh, they are not meant for for the weight that they're actually on there. So, yeah, sorry. You started off having a rough day, I guess. I guess that's all you can say. Jackson, we find out she's had one too many trips from the local weed delivery man and has moved on to harder drugs. And so she's having a tough time with her life.
Yeah.
It's rough, too. Like, she's like, I'm going to call, you know, call for some help. I'm going to call mom. Nope. She's too busy. I'm going to call, you know, I'm going to call my weed dealer, see if he wants to hang out. Nope. That's not going to work. Like, man, poor girl, she just needs a friend, right? She just needs a friend.
I know. Yeah, that's how we meet her. And then we meet another character who we find out is Sam. And he's getting home from work, and he's got a sandwich and a package.
Yeah, he brings home a couple sandwiches for him and his wife. And there's a package out front, so he's bringing that in. And right away, we find out his wife is not the nicest person, you know?
He brought home sandwiches. She's working hard. You ain't got to worry about dinner. Here's some firehouse subs, you know?
Yeah, I love me some firehouse subs. I'll eat that for dinner. Yes, I will.
Ah, you got that right.
How do you feel, man? Do you feel like sandwiches can be a dinner food? I think it can be a dinner food. I don't have a problem with that. Yeah, you know, probably more often a lunch food, but there's no problem having sandwiches for dinner. I don't think that's a problem at all.
Mm-hmm. I've done it. But yeah, she's working, and he's trying to talk to her because, let me tell you something, if I come home from work and you're working, and I tell you that George at work quit to go hunt alligators, I better get your full attention, all right?
All right. We got to talk about this. This guy who was making 350 large, right, quits his job to go hunt alligators in the swamp. This is a conversation worth happening, right? This is, we got to stop everything and talk about it. Cause you'd be like, what? What's happening? That's what I said. I can't believe it either. This dude's leaving work to go hunt alligators.
Hey, you know, first of all, that might be fun. And two, I don't know how much that pays. I don't know. That might pay well. I don't know. Who's doing that?
If you've been making 350 grand a year, you probably don't need to work too much tomorrow. You know, you probably can retire early, I'd imagine. You know, if all you want to do is hunt alligators, you probably don't need a lot of money to do that. You know, look at Bobby Boucher. You think his mom had a lot of money in the bank? No. Set up the old bug zapper, you know, whatever's get for dinner.
And Mama said they're always angry because they ain't got no toothbrush for all those teeth.
Oh. Turns out it's their Amdula Amblagata. We learned things from the movies we watch. We learned. I don't know if any of that was true or not, but we learned.
Valuable lessons learned right here. So you said, you know, when Jackson was calling everybody, she calls the one guy and he goes, "Weren't you invited to the chapel party?"
Chapel party. I got to say, this is a new concept. Idea here is the cops can't shut your party down because it's actually a religious gathering.
Uh-huh.
A chapel party.
I think we got a loophole, John. I think we found it.
Found a loophole, yeah. Interesting, I gotta say. At least the interesting.
We cut back and Sam gets a text and it's from Jackson saying, "Hi, I'm your daughter. How are you?"
And he's like, what?
But wrong number. Who did it?
Unsubscribe? But she tells him who the mama was, and she's like, "Oh, that could be real. I might go find out what's going on here." He tells his super awesome wife that he's got to go back to work for some computer problems. She's like, but before he leaves, she at him because what he got in the package, the Amazon delivery, was a pair of snakeskin boots. I gotta say, I don't know that I've ever seen snakeskin boots up front, up close. You know? I don't think I ever have. I don't understand how snakeskin would be a good material for a boot. But maybe I'm wrong.
I gotta tell you, John, you know what? Nothing's stopping you from right now hopping on the Amazon, shipping some over to your house, and you walking into work on Monday like,
Boy, you get some looks, right? You get some looks. I wonder if I can get steel toe snakeskin boots. Ooh, that.
You can make everything on Amazon, John. You get anything you want.
Right? That would be great. Oh, my gosh.
Put some little spurs on the back so you get a little jingle, you know.
If I jingle while I'm walking down the hallway to work, clink, clink, clink.
Here he comes.
Clink. Nobody would ever be able to say anything serious to me because they would just be laughing too hard.
Every week you would escalate it more. The next week he got on one of those shirts, and then the next week he got a big belt buckle, then he got the hat.
Got some chaps on, you know.
You look like Will Ferrell by the end of the month, you know.
Oh my gosh, that's great. Oh, we got a plan.
They'd be like, "What's happening to John?
Is he got chew? Is he spitting out the side now?"
He's got the chew can and makes that noise. Is he okay?
I think he's going through a midlife crisis.
First he's telling us about his banana, and now we got this. I don't know.
It was a big banana. I had to show everybody.
Boy, that's a strange transition. We were right to the banana. So I think these boots look fantastic myself, but you know, that's just me.
Good for him. Yeah.
He's like, "I gotta go meet my new daughter at the park." So he does, and they have a little chat.
Yeah, a little talksy. We get to hear a bit of about her, the shirt she's wearing. It was a t-shirt of Lizzie Borden, axe murderer in the 1800s. And they even had a little jingle said, "Lizzie Borden took an axe to give her mother 40 whacks." I didn't look it up, Matt. Is this a real thing?
Yeah, Lizzie Borden's a real thing.
That's fantastic.
I
So she
don't.
says her friend is making t-shirts. I've never heard of that thing before. And of all these like murderers, I'm like, this is a great idea. But she goes, but there he didn't put their names on it, and so people don't really recognize the people's faces. And I'm like, yeah, that's a good point. I definitely wouldn't recognize the face of these people, you know.
Yeah, I don't know my Lizzie Borden face, I can tell you. You can I wouldn't know
Yeah, right. We
that.
try not to like idolize the people that are terrible. You know, I'd be like wearing a shirt with like Adolf Hitler's on. Like that probably wouldn't go down very well. I think you might get shot.
Yeah, just get you one with a Brazzi on it. That's all you need.
Now
That's all
now
you
we're
need,
talking. Right.
That's all you need.
Yep.
Wunderbar.
Wunderbar. I would do that. I would have that shirt.
John, I saw a shirt for you, and I took a screenshot and I saved it to my phone because I think I'm gonna get it for you. I don't know. I just happened to see it somewhere as I was perusing the internet, and I was like, I think John would like this shirt. So, you might get a random package from me.
Oh man.
It's just great. So anyway, next up we have the part. Well, I know that I saw in the trailer where I was like, this is why this is in my list. They're standing there having a chat, and they see a little girl standing across the way, and then they see this guy doing his hurry up shuffle walk towards her. And then his mouth opens to the ground and he eats her.
And it's so weird. You're like, what just happened? And then they're both Sam and Jackson are looking at him like, what's going on? They're freaking out a little bit. Like, this is this really happening right now? And sure enough, and then Chompy sees them and starts shuffling his way towards them. And they're both like, well, good talking to you. Bye. Get in their own cars and leave.
You got that right. Weird things happen at the park, man. Weird things. Weird
Yeah, but
things.
you know what? We tried this whole meet and greet thing, and you know, it went the way it went, and I'm leaving now.
I gotta say, boy, that would be interesting to see, John. Eventually, old Chompster here, he shows up to Jackson's place, so she runs away.
Yeah, she was funny. She was at home Googling guys that eat girls. That wasn't gonna end well. I imagine you get a lot of hits. But while smoking two cigarettes, the double cigarettes, that was fun.
Oh boy, yeah, you're Bing image search. Watch out. She heads towards Sam's house. How she knows where he lives, I don't
Apparently,
know.
she knew all the time, right? She knew her mom told her, and she just didn't care. She's like, "Well, I'm not gonna bother." Yeah, well, fine. That's cool.
So she shows up there. So then Sam's wife, Deb, she thinks he's banging this chick, this young chick here. She's like, oh boy.
Immediately, right?
Oh
She's young
boy.
enough to be my daughter. She's my daughter.
The Chompster, boy, he shuffles pretty fast because he shows up. So they're like, let's get the fuck out of here. So all three of them leave. Well, of course, where are you going to go? You're heading to the chapel party, right, John? I mean,
That's right. She
that's.
said, Jackson's like, we got to get Lotus because he knows the magic. That's the magic with a K. So that's the real stuff, you know.
And he's got books, John. He's
He's
got
got books
books.
like a dad would have books, you know. Just the right one with the oddly specific, page about what I'm talking about. Boy, we've seen that a few times,
As they're driving around, they happen to see the little girl that got eaten walking down the road.
Oh, man. That's kind of freaking out a little bit. Was that the girl? No, just keep driving.
No, I did like how they literally have a conversation about how they should name this guy Chompy.
Yes. What do you want to call this guy? How about Chompy? Yeah, that's fine.
You could have called him Mouth. Well, I should have came up more names for this guy. I did not think to do that.
You would think that through, yeah.
I tried to think of something. I got nothing. I'm drawing a blank.
You know, like he's like Deadpool, right? You know, or but like first Deadpool from X-Men. never shuts his mouth kind of thing.
So they get to the chapel party, they meet the Lotus.
This party. Let's talk about this chapel party for a moment, right?
This is where John will be hanging out right here, everybody.
It's like a pretty heavy party going on, right? You got your typical debauchery, people drinking, making out, you know, all dancing, all that kind of stuff. Some of the more heavy stuff going on. And then you mix in, you know, some religious artifacts and photos and stuff and music. And it's just like, whoo, this is really weird. I don't, you know, this is the kind of party that, like, if the world would come to an end and all the good people get sucked up into the sky, you wouldn't go with them.
Yeah, it's something.
And then before you know it, you gotta fight Danny McBride to survive.
So you meet this Lotus guy, and then what I call the most random thing in this movie, he sees a guy put something in a girl's drink, so he bites his leg.
So he first he snatches the drink out of the girl's hand. And like, oh wow, he saved her, and then he immediately drinks it himself. And you're like, why? What? What is happening? It's
a bold move, Cotton.
That's
what?
I think what we realize is he found a way to get some drugs without paying for them.
He drinks it. The guy punches him, so he bites the guy in the leg. So then they all leave.
Yeah. I can't say I know anybody who has roofied themselves, but basically that's what he did. Because sure, now they're in the car. He's in the back seat, and he's starting to, you know, he's starting to feel it, and he gives the old Ralph Aroo in the back seat, and Jackson's a little surprised that he Ralphs, and I'm like, I gotta feel like with your friends, the crowd that you keep, that's probably not the first time that's happened.
John, you gotta go out the window, open the door. What are you least doing right try there? Oh boy!
Yeah, at least try to open the window. Come on. Boy.
Right on my floor mats.
That's always.
So Sam's wife is driving to him. She's got a tracker. She's tracking him. Sam's tracking him down. Meanwhile, the other three are driving, and they see the little girl walking. So then Sam's like, "I'm gonna have a chat." And they're like, are you like, sure?
You're going to have a conversation with this girl? That's fair, right? And the girl's name is Birch. It's a fun name, I guess. But she's like, I need help. My parents are gone. And you're like, this is really creepy right now. Like, is she poor really thing missing her parents? And like, is this the same girl? And she said she was watching the Bananarama Man movie or something. I don't know what this is. I'm like, what's Spaghetti happening?
Man? Is that what you said?
Spaghetti Man. Ooh, you got to watch out. That's, oof. You get one of those stiff needles to the eye. Oof. It's tough.
Yeah, once you start pissing spaghetti, you got a problem. That's a problem. That's a problem. That's a real there's a problem. So yeah, well, here comes the chompster. He's always lurking around the corner.
So they grab the girl, get in the car, take off, but Sam spends the extra couple seconds to buckle up Birch. That's a nice safety conscious move.
That's right, safety first. I did put down Jackson has some cocaine, that'll help.
That's probably not what you need in this situation.
Where do they go? They go somewhere. They go to, I don't know.
Lotus's house. That's where they went. But Lotus is now fully roofied and not much help. Because they want him to make a magic circle, right? To protect them. Mm-hmm. And but then this he's not much help. She puts him to bed, you know. She tries to lighten the mood a little bit, play some music, you know. She's like, you know what time it is? I'm like, what? She goes, peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter.
Oh, shit.
They weren't into it. They thought that was kind of weird. And I said, you know, you should have went with some Doja Cat. That probably would have been better. But...
when in doubt.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just hanging out, and then Birch, they catch her. I didn't know what was happening here because she's like hovering over Sam, laying on the floor. He's not moving, but his eyeballs are open. You're like, is he dead?
That's what I wrote. Sam is dead on the floor. And then, like, oh nope, he's still alive. How about that?
So you don't know what's going on here. What's happening here? You don't know what's happening. And then they're like, oh yeah? Well, we're gonna have Sam take off his shoe, and he has a tiny foot.
He goes, I have a baby foot. Like that was a little weird. Like, what is happening right now? What? We don't really know. We don't know yet what had transpired there, but
I got a few things to say about this baby foot situation. Okay. So first of all, buying shoes, boy, it's gonna be a problem. But what we find out is these little girls are demons, John.
Some sort of demon parasite, right? And I guess they're here to take over the world.
They're the Borg, right?
They are. They're assimilating. That's what they said. They're assimilating. They're making everybody join their collective. But what they do, basically, they don't just turn them into like Borg, right? She turns them into copies of herself.
Resistance is futile.
Yeah. But Jackson had stopped Birch from turning Sam into one of her before, or at least before she finished it. So Sam only lost his foot to the transformation.
I'm really glad it starts at the feet. All right, because
yeah. Whew.
Your dick just disappeared.
No. What did you start on my gut? I don't mind that getting a little smaller. You know.
Luckily, I got a little baby foot. I got a little baby foot. So his little baby foot. Well, then the chompster is back. Of course, he's always there. And Sam's like, I'm going to go have a chat with this freakish thing. Anybody want to join me?
They're like, no. this is a crazy idea. He's like, well, you know, I was able to talk to the little girl. Maybe I could talk to the chompster, you know? So apparently he's already in the garage. So he goes out there to talk to him, and Chompy's not saying anything yet. He's just standing there. They're doing a lot of talking at Chompy, and he's not reacting or saying or doing anything.
He basically says, "Get in my belly."
So like, like, can you help us, or do you need help? And all he does is just open his mouth wide, real wide. And Jackson's like, you know what? I'm going to go on in.
Sure.
I'm like, what? What are you going to do?
Oh, I'm diving in, John. Sometimes, John, you got to dive in head first. All right? You just got
to. What made you think that was a good idea? How did that come to you? Is like, you know what? That's what I should do. This thing that we just saw eat a girl and has been stalking us. And yeah, you know what? I'm just going to go in his mouth. Why not? And then to top that, so to top that, Sam's like, well, I'll join you. He goes in too. I got to admit, there's a little bit of morbid curiosity of like, how did she fit in there? What happened? I got to see this for myself, you know? You can't surely swallow us both whole.
Well, he can, John, if where you end up is, the eighth dimension.
His inside of his mouth is kind of like Santa's Christmas bag, you know? You can fit anything you want in there. You just got to reach out and grab it out, you know? So,
That's true. And the best part is, when you're in there, you can talk to Chompy. Hey, Chomp. Hey.
Yeah. Turns out Chompy has a name. It's not Chompy. It's Talon.
I didn't get that. Really?
Yeah. He says his name is Talon, and he goes, "Welcome to my mouth." I said, you know, if I had a dime for every time I heard that line, whoo.
Oh, put that on a shirt.
That's a good one. Welcome to my mouth.
Thanks for having us. It's very spacious. Well, why are you eating little girls? Let's get into it.
Let's find out. He says he's in search of a Rixella, the shadow parasite.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. That's a tough one. I understand what you're doing now.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It's in birch. Yeah, it says this parasite is in birch and is now assimilating all humans. But fear not, because Talon will swallow them and heal them. He's going to fix it all once he gets all of the Rixella's birches. Once he swallows them all, everyone's going to be fine.
Yeah, I guess he just
didn't want them to blow his cover. That's what it was.
Yeah, I guess he just has a Rixella radar, and he just hones in on these little girls to eat them.
Yep.
He should probably invest in a moped, at least, I would suggest, to kind of speed it up.
Fair enough. Yeah, a little golf cart would be nice.
The choppy golf cart rolling through. But he's also like, Sam, you know, your tiny foot, once I eat everybody, you'll be fine. Right? It'll go back to normal. It's like, whoa. Phew.
That's good to know. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Otherwise, you'd have to wait like another 10 years for it to grow up into an adult foot.
And then they're like, okay. So, let's hop out of this mouth. He's a good guy. He's doing good. Let's grab some popcorn. We'll turn on, you know, Pawn Stars, and he can go eat little girls, and everything will be fine. Unless Deb shows up and runs him over, we should be good.
What's the odds of that happening? Deborah. What are you doing driving and not paying attention to the road? She's looking at her phone, looking at her GPS, not paying attention to where she goes. She runs over a dude in a suit coat. Well done.
Boy, I've had a nickel every time I did this. Oh boy.
Oh, man.
Oh boy. Oh. So they're like, well, anybody want pancakes?
So here it is.
Yeah.
Chompy's dead under the car. Deborah's freaking out. She should be freaking out. And Jackson's like, you know, I'm really hungry. Let's go to Peter's Pancakes and get a stack. What do you say?
Here's
Choco chunk
pancakes.
pancakes.
Oh boy, yeah. Let's go to get some Peter pancakes.
I like that. That's a nice name. As a restaurant goes, Peter Pancakes.
I do. So they're sitting at the table, and Sam's like, "Hey, Deb, check out my tiny foot." And she's like, "What the fuck is that?" And then I think they're feeling pretty bad. Then Jackson just pours syrup all over the table for no reason.
She does. She's just like, I think she's having trouble processing life at the moment. And she just starts pouring syrup on the table. And she's like, I'm not going to stop till you get a, till we have an idea. Do we have a plan? Anybody got a plan? No, nobody, nothing. And they're like, and the waitress comes up and she's like, what, why did you pour that? I got to clean that up. It's like, why would you do that to me?
She's like, here's $2. We're leaving.
Yeah. Thanks for the coffee. Oh.
Oh, I couldn't be a waitress. I couldn't do it. I'm sorry. I couldn't do
That's a tough one. That's a tough
it.
one.
Meanwhile, while they're getting some Peter pancakes, the Rixella Birches, they find their next victim, a girl talking on her phone. So
Yeah.
they're assimilating away while we don't have chomps to eat anybody. So then the three of them, they find a group of the little girl terrors. And they're like, well, we're just gonna kidnap one of these these little girls out here.
It's messed up. They shoved this girl in the trunk of the car. They were a minute ago, they were singing Christmas songs for no reason.
Very
And
strange.
then they
Very
grabbed
strange.
this, they basically kidnapped a little girl off the road. And some random dude's like takes a picture of them with his cell phone. And Jackson's like, And she goes, crazy girl on him and steals the phone away. Smart move.
Boy, oh boy, that guy's like, oh boy, he's almost crying. He runs away. I'm like, yeah, boy. So, in the middle of all this, they just put a girl in their trunk. Then it's time for Sam and Deb to have a divorce conversation.
I get one of these things like why is this happening in the movie? What is happening?
Is this about the sandwiches? Just because I got tomatoes on it, is that why? Is that
Oh, I said no
it?
mayonnaise. No mayonnaise.
Like, what? Why are you doing this now? Oh, whatever.
Just eat the sandwich, Deb. It's not that big a deal.
Fucking damn.
You're still hungry, eat some Häagen-Dazs.
Ooh. So. They get back, they tie up Birch, they try to question her, but they don't get very far before the herd shows up.
Yep.
I did like Sam. He's like, my tiny foot's telling me that they're scared.
Like the what? How?
Hey, my foot
So.
tingles sometimes too, Sam.
Oh, he's got like psychic abilities through his foot now? Is that what we're.
So, I don't exactly know what happens next. They're like, okay, the plan now is we're gonna put the girl in the dead Chompy's mouth. Like,
Like maybe it still works. Even though Chompy's dead, his mouth might still work as an interdimensional portal.
oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, sure.
So Jackson just grabs a girl and they both jump into Chompy's mouth. It's an interesting choice. And inside Chompy, Jackson can actually talk to the girl, not the parasite now. She can actually hear her and talk to her and realizes this shadow parasite is right there and she can grab it. And so
Oh,
that's what
sure.
she does. She rips the
What?
parasite off of Jack, off of Birch and lets it onto herself. And so Birch gets away. Now, here's maybe the moment of the movie where, okay, we've had a couple of head scratchers here, right? We've had a couple of them in this movie, a couple of WTF moments. But at this moment, now this parasite is attached to Jackson. And outside of Chompy's mouth, all the little girls are now full-size Jacksons. I'm like, how did that happen?
That's just how it works, John. That's just how
She's
it
in another
works.
dimension and they changed.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. No, I don't know. Not sure.
That's the kind of movie this is. Like, oh yeah, whatever. That's
We're at the end. Sure.
fine.
We do have to say that Sam saved Deb from being assimilated. So then Deb's like, you know what? I agree. If we live, we'll get a divorce. And I was like, okay.
Like,
Okay.
why are we still talking about this? Why is this still happening? Oh.
So yeah. Meanwhile, while Jax is down there with Birch and takes the parasite, Sam's like, let me go see what they're doing in there. So he pops in for a visit. And he's like, well, I'm gonna save Jackson from the parasite.
Yeah, so Sam then rips the parasite off of Jackson. Where does the parasite go? Don't really know. No.
Don't know. I don't know.
I thought he threw it out the portal and now he's out in the real world again. I thought, maybe.
I really don't know. I don't
Never.
know. I have to wait for the
But
sequel.
at that point, Jackson and Sam are starting to like fade away. Right, they're starting to, I don't know, dissolve in Chompy's stomach.
The Neverland stomach? Yeah, I don't know.
So, and they like, we can't jump out for some reason now. Even though all these other people who just went in and out of there were fine. But luckily they get a conveniently repurposed rope to help carry them out, pull them to safety, get them out of Chompy's alternate dimension.
It's a refreshed Lotus who's up from his nap.
Yes, refresh. Lotus has recovered from his roofies and saves them, pulls them out. Outside the mouth, there's lots of people, lots of different people, including Birch and her real parents. We get to hug it out. Everyone's feeling good and better, right? We've got some life-changing moments, and you know what? Let's top it off by leaving and going in to get some Denny's.
Get yourself a grand slam. Everybody's back to normal. Yep.
Right. I love
We'll
me
all
some
never
grand
talk
slam.
about this.
Let's never talk about it again.
What the hell
Chompy has
just
just left
happened?
in the trunk. He's just in a car trunk and they just shut the door. We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to deal with that.
We need a backstory from about the Chompy here, how they picked that body, and we need a backstory on him like we need one for Santa. I need to
You're
know
right.
what's happening here,
Is Chompy like from a race of people with giant mouths? Is that how they fight in the alternate dimension? Is by eating each other?
Do
What's
they
the
get to pick
story?
their form? Could he pick the form of a giraffe or Could he become T Swift or something? You know, and
That's right. Yeah. Tay
I'm
Tay.
intrigued. But yeah. Oh boy. But yeah, everything's gonna be fine. That's the end of Chompy and the girls, John. It boy. I gotta tell you, if you were to give me 100 guesses of what the plot of this movie was gonna be, I probably wouldn't have came up with this.
Yeah, you'd have got halfway through the movie and you'd have been all right, and then the second half of the movie would have said, ha, ha, you were wrong.
Yeah. Oh, but pretty good. That's what we're looking for here, you know. A whole bunch of different kinds of movies, right, John?
This is a different kind of movie.
So my pick, John, it's on the Tubi. It comes in at a brisk 57 minutes.
Ooh, I like it already. We needed a short one. We've had a couple, or I've had a couple long ones.
57 minutes.
I like it.
I'm going back to my roots a little bit, but Things That Kill.
Things That Kill, yep.
But we're doing something we haven't tackled before. Now, we've done sharks.
Yep.
All right. They were on the moon.
Yep. They're
part Dracula.
Yeah. Right?
We've done chairs and cars. But we have yet to do one about piranha. So this is...
It's odd that we haven't had a piranha yet. That's kind of weird.
This one's called Piranha Women.
I kind of like it.
Okay, and they have teeth in places, from what I could tell from the trailer. I'm not sure how many places, but more than one, I believe.
Piranha are known for having lots of teeth. That's what they're known for.
It looks, the trailer, John, looks outstanding. Yeah. This I think this is going to be a good one. I really do. So
excellent.
Okay, sir. I will talk to you later.
All right, until then.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.